Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Anabaptist Perspectives. For this episode, we're actually taking a clip which was filmed during the first episode we put out on this platform. And that was with Dean Taylor, and he told an extra little story that didn't quite fit with that episode, but it was good enough we wanted to release it on its own. So here that is in its raw form, and if you like seeing content like this, make sure and let us know. We would love to hear your feedback.
I read this in a newspaper. I was looking for examples and analogies. I love preaching stories, and I love this analogy that there was a musicologist in the 1890s this was from New York Times, or New York something from the 1890s, and he was a musicologist, and he was going around to try to find all the old manuscripts of Bach. And so as he was doing that, he was going into all these old castles, and Bach left a diary of explaining some of his works and what he wrote, but we don't have all of them. So he's trying to find all those old ones. Well, so the story goes, whether it's true or not, it's a great analogy. So the story goes, he wrote in the newspaper that he was coming upon this one manor in Germany somewhere. And as he was walking into the manor, there was a gardener out in the garden, and he was fixing his tree and putting these wads of paper around the tree and, you know, using it for an anchor to keep the tree straight. And as he walked by, he looked over and noticed that paper, and he looked at the gardener. He said, "What is this?" He said, "Oh, this old paper. Can I see it?" And he looked at it, and it was a music manuscript. And then he looks at it even closer, and he realized it's a manuscript from Johann Sebastian Bach. And so as he looked at it, he said, "Well, where did you get this?" He said, "Oh, I've been using these for years. There was a crate up in the attic of the manor, and I've been using this old paper for years." So the moral of that story, whether it's true or not, the moral of the story is that Jesus gave us a beautiful symphony to live on this earth, a way of life, a church to be able to live out the teachings of Jesus and to affect humanity. He gave us this beautiful symphony to play. But unfortunately, sometimes we turn the Bible into a bunch of waddings of paper, and it doesn't make sense. It's not this beautiful thing that Jesus wanted to see for humanity. I kind of make that analogy.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Anabaptist Perspectives. For more information, you can go to our website at anabaptistperspectives.org, where we have a blog, and this material is also available in video form on YouTube and Facebook, both under the name Anabaptist Perspectives. This podcast is also available on iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, and Anchor. We would love to hear your feedback, so if you have any thoughts on something that was shared on this show, please let us know. Again, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for listening to Anabaptist Perspectives. Your listening and sharing this with friends helps more people find our episodes. A special thanks to all of you who support Anabaptist Perspectives financially. We are here because of you. If you haven't had the chance to give yet this year, would you consider making a year-end donation? You can donate on our website or by check. Thank you so much for listening and supporting Anabaptist Perspectives. Thank you for joining us for this episode, and thanks to our donors and partners for making this possible. We publish essays on our website at anabaptistperspectives.org. We also release these essays in narrated form as their own podcast called Essays for King Jesus.